Okay, it's September 10th. Cecil Carter here, Josiah Pinkham, reading I Will Fight No More Forever. And that's Chief Joseph's ceasefire message translated to General Howard on the afternoon of October 5th, 1877 at Bear Paw Mountains. Gusaina, an area to the east of traditional Nez Perce territory where bison hunting was done. Montana and east of Rocky Mountain Divide, Buffalo Country. Welcome.
Erwin Atim Kunasna, Ipnatimina, Tukwanaisa.
Tell General Howard that I know his heart.
Kekus Ipnim Weed Behina, Kotswas Inim Behtimnapa.
What he told me before, I have in my heart.
In Elatwasa, Pitu Kalaki.
I am tired of fighting. Our chiefs are killed. Looking glass is dead.
Tehulhultut
is dead. The old men are all dead.
Kima pipiemnat haham, imahitzich ahahit kawata.
It is the young men who now say yes or no.
Ke epnim nestel ke pipiemian tuna hahamna epihi was tinknin.
He who led the young warriors is also dead.
It's white as he was kaltaya with sik tzitzkan.
It is cold and we have no blankets. The little children are freezing to death. My people, some of them have run away to the mountains and have no blankets, no food.
What is seen nestuk with Kamina he was sick, Paul with Ilkokalixi.
No one knows where they are. Perhaps they are freezing to death.
In a spirit, he pats with a in a mamayatska. He can look a much one that's a not a no.
I want to have time to look for my children and see how many of them I can find. Maybe I shall find them among the dead. Hear me, my chiefs. I am tired. And my heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever.